The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
And a very big welcome to you, Adam Gilchrist.
Hi, Chris. Thank you.
The Trump travel ban. Tell me about this. Some people are trying to stand in the way, are they?
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? I mean, obviously, this could potentially affect quite a few of our citizens. Donald Trump signing that executive order, so there's a complete ban for travelers for 90 days from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, and that includes dual citizenship. So we know that the UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is pressing to exempt any Brits affected, and there are probably hundreds with dual citizenship and so forth. Bojo, like many people here, has voiced his disapproval. He tweeted that it's divisive and wrong to stigmatize people on the grounds of nationality, although you kind of wonder if maybe Britain's doing a little bit of that with Brexit, but we'll ignore that one for the moment. But it's also a bit confusing because we know that US judges are busy interpreting these bans, but Britain's most successful Olympic track runner, Sir Mo Farah, has asked, what does that mean for him? Mo was born in Somalia, which is on that list, raised in England. He is absolutely a British citizen. He's not a Somalian citizen. He's lived with his family in Oregon for 6 years, but is he now allowed to go home? And he's asking that question and doesn't know.
And then you've got this petition being signed by others who are standing in the way of Donald Trump coming to Britain.
Isn't that extraordinary?
Yeah.
500,000 people already.
Wow.
I mean, just in 36 hours or so have said, no, they don't want him to come across for a state visit, which is quite extraordinary. I don't think it's on behalf of the Queen, although you wonder about the Queen, because there's one thing we know about Donald Trump. He's a very tactile person.
Yeah.
He can't stop touching people. I mean, he even touched Hillary Clinton, for goodness sake, but can he keep his hands off the Queen? There's a thought. There's also some saying it's a bit hasty, isn't it? I mean, yes, of course, an American president should ultimately be hosted here, but only two American presidents have ever had the full state visit, would you believe? It's only George W. and President O.
Really?
Who've had the full thing. And yet it appears that the Trumps are already getting the full thing, unless this petition wins the day, of course.
They look like an odd couple, Theresa May and Donald Trump, but she handled herself very well.
It was one of the headlines here about the odd couple, them holding hands at one point, walking. She looked a bit uncomfortable with that. She's quite as tactile as him, bearing in mind that she is the daughter of a vicar and he's a brash property tycoon. They are somewhat apart. I mean, in fact, Theresa May joked, sometimes opposites attract. But people couldn't fail but do the filmic headlines here. So apart from the odd couple, we also had Beauty and the Beast, which I thought was stretching it a bit on both counts. One suggested this was like Julie Andrews meeting up with Hugh Hefner, and possibly my favourite headline as well, when our Prime Minister met their President, Lady and the Trump. It's sort of worked.
Now, goodbyes for an acting great, John Hurt.
Yeah, sad. Sir John Hurt has died at the age of 77. And I don't know, the eclectic nature of those who've paid tributes just shows his versatility as an actor. The fact that those who've talked about him as a great actor and a great friend and a great man and so forth include Stephen Fry, Sigourney Weaver, Elijah Wood, J.K. Rowling, Sharon Stone, Mel Brooks. I mean, it's a funny sort of mixture of people. But there's one thing about John Hurt. We've all seen a film or probably a dozen films with him in them. But he's made over 200. So it would be impossible to ignore him in the history of film.
Yeah.
And some of them are absolutely superb still, and including the fact there are three yet to come out. So although, sadly, Sir John Hurt is now with us as a man, as an actor, he kind of lives on.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what is this about people buying old-fashioned goods? It's a wave of nostalgia, is it?
Feels like that, certainly, yeah. What we know is that home baking has really taken off in the past couple of years, thanks to the TV show The Great British Bake Off. I mean, people really are buying rolling pins and cup cases like never before.
Ah.
But also now, just in the past day or so, there's been reported a big boost in sales of sewing machines and clothes patterns. Kodak 35mm film is in strong demand. Likewise, demand for fish and chips is on the up, and pies and proper bread, plus sales are up again on vinyl records, actual books, and old-style metal keys for hotels. Those hotels that are shunning the electric card apparently are very in. So nostalgia. It may not be what it used to be, but nostalgia is back.
Oh, dear. We get involved in these nostalgic things, these retro things, and then it goes by the wayside and it comes back again. Quite extraordinary. Thank you, mate.
Cheers, Chris.
Adam Gilchrist.